a rare Saturday in the U.S. Senate yesterday, but as Brad Bernards from USA Radio News' West Texas Bureau reports, it was a productive one for the infrastructure bill.
The Senate agreed to wrap up the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill through a test vote. 18 Republicans joined with Democrats to support moving forward on the legislation, clearing a key procedural hurdle.
The border crisis has now reached a breaking point. Mayors of border towns in Texas say they cannot handle any more. Fox News' Katie Pavlich says the Biden administration actually may have wanted this to happen.
The Biden administration has set up the Border Patrol to fail. The White House continues to berate Texas Governor Greg Abbott for a rise in COVID cases in his state list and having the Justice Department suing the state of Texas for trying to prevent COVID-positive illegal immigrants from traveling across the state. Pretty clear that the administration doesn't have any plan or intention to stop this from continuing.
For USA Radio News, I'm David Martin.
Here's a message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.